Of introduction to Maran Rav Yisrael Birnbaum, who throughout yeshiva, when I was in yeshiva, always looked at him as the prince of the family of the Birnbaum Mishpacha, someone who was kol kulei Torah, totally absorbed in the Torah, like his father, like Rav Shmuel, my rabbi, and also so relatable. Rav Yisrael Birnbaum was always somebody that you could, number one, just like his father, anywhere you want, just jump straight into the sugya. Forget the niceties. Forget anything. Hello, how you doing? What's doing? What's the sugya? What are you learning? Tell me what it is. And that's it. That's Rabbi Yisrael. His mom is like a tzelem of his father, Shmuel Birnbaum, in that way. And someone that you could always approach and talk to. It's a tremendous friend. It's an honor that he's here today. I'll share just one little thought about the reshiva, because I don't want to take time away from Yisrael. And I want to listen to the Rishiva of Zakai. He said, I should say something. The Rishiva was a businessman. Am I allowed to say that? Yes. Shmuel Birnbaum was a businessman. That's what he was. He was a businessman. His business was Torah. He looked at every word of Torah as $1 million. And he ran after it. That's what he was. Just like you're going crazy over money when you're in business, and every buck, and every deal, and every sale, and every single profit is like, wow! Every word of Torah, that's what it was. I don't think, just from my perspective, I was just a Talmud of his, I was a young man, a young boy, I sat in his chair, I slept under his bed, you know, for a while, I slept in the basement right under his bed, but my perspective of him as my Rebbe, it wasn't even so much from like religious duty to be holy and great and a big tzaddik. Business, straight business. You have a real emuna that God pays the most for this. I'm doing this. And more of it, and more of it, and more of it, and more of it. My entire life. Because this is where the big bucks are. And he used to make a lot of comparisons to that all the time. He would talk to businessmen like that. Ki lekach tov. The Torah is considered the best purchase, the best business deal he can make. And that was his approach. I'm very fond of looking at it that way also. It's business. It's a great investment. Anytime you could give up something else and grab an extra minute of Torah, it's a great business deal. That's the best thing you could do. That's all I'll share with you. And everybody, please. Just covered by Rabbi Smith.